Marcel Vandenstein, a Belgian, managed to keep a journal during his time at Rijmaag, in which he frequently records the living conditions there. He was born in 1921 in Wetteren, the Flemish region of Belgium. He was a soldier of the Belgian army at the beginning of World War II. Arrested on the 8th of August, 1944, he landed at Camp E at Eichenberg only 4 days later. Vandenstein had to work on the extension of the tunnels, among other things. He escaped the camp on the 4th of April, 1945. He hid in the surrounding lands until the arrival of the American army 1 week later. Vandenstein died in 2006. From the Journal of Marcel Vandenstein, October 31st, 1944. We had to lay the railway tracks in the water and the mud, or do the other work, dragging and carrying. Many are staggering under the loads. We don't get our bread until 8 a.m. It's getting worse by the day. 3 days out of the week, we receive one loaf of bread for four men. That's only two slices of bread per day, per man. November 1st, 1944. We now get a ration coupon every day with which we can get food. Sick people get half the ration because not working means not eating. Bad workers also get half rations. We talk about food all the time. Winter scares us. No food and no clothing. You can already see hardship and misery everywhere. One could just go ballistic. January 20th, 1945. I was robbed again. A ration of bread and my sugar. Now I am completely without any rations. I've been working in the tunnel for 3 days already. The situation is becoming critical. One can go crazy from the itchiness all over one's body. You have to constantly rub and scratch. Many are joining the SS troops. February 12th, 1945. Today, 6 months of captivity in Germany. This morning I fell at work. I'm still ill, but I'm fighting against it. I've been thinking of my home for the last 8 days. I am walking with difficulty and am in great pain. There are tears in my eyes. No one is helping. I only see food, food swimming before my eyes. I have to think to myself, in the last days of the war, I am going to die crawling around here. But I won't give up yet. I am praying to God for peace. Haven't gotten any butter for 8 days now. So many have died in the last 6 months. I came back from work this morning. Near the camp lay a dying boy. He had been beaten green and blue. We weren't allowed to stop for him or look at him. A German shouted, "Go on! Keep moving, you lazy bums!" I wish he would have just fallen over dead, that German. Only one more month. Peace is coming. I'm so tired. I'm stumbling over every little stone. Get up at 4 a.m. in the morning, eat, and soup at 7 p.m. When will there be peace?